You know that feeling when you're standing at the gate, boarding pass in hand, and the screen flips from on time to canceled? Now multiply that by 400. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar Delta Airlines, the carrier that has built its entire brand identity around being the airline that actually gets you where you're going, had a rough stretch recently. We're talking more than 400 flights canceled in a short window, and the fallout wasn't just logistical, it was loud. One passenger's gate rant went viral, and the question she asked, shouting it, really was simple. Is anybody working? Now, before we dig into what happened and what it means, let me tell you about today's sponsor, AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, back to Delta. Here's what you need to know. Delta has spent years positioning itself as the premium domestic carrier. On-time performance, operational reliability, a culture that genuinely prioritized getting metal in the air on schedule. And for the most part, they delivered. Their numbers consistently beat the competition. Pilots I know who fly for Delta have talked about the internal pride in that track record. It's real. But something has shifted. Over the past several months, Delta's operational excellence has been tested in ways that are harder to wave off as weather or air traffic control delays. We've seen multiple rounds of significant cancellations. And when you stack 400-plus cancellations in a tight timeframe, you're not looking at a thunderstorm rolling through Atlanta. You're looking at something systemic. Now the viral moment. A passenger at the gate, after being told her flight was canceled, let the gate agents have it, and look, nobody here is going to defend yelling at frontline employees. Those gate agents didn't cancel the flight. They're working 12-hour shifts trying to rebook hundreds of frustrated people with limited tools and even more limited seat availability. They deserve better. But the frustration behind that outburst, that's worth examining. Because when a carrier cancels 400 flights, the ripple effects are enormous. You've got crews out of position, you've got aircraft sitting in the wrong cities, you've got connecting passengers stranded with no options until the next day, sometimes 2 days out. Hotels fill up, rebooking queues stretch for hours. And the passengers who paid premium fares for what was supposed to be a premium experience start asking a very reasonable question. What exactly am I paying for? The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Delta's challenges aren't happening in a vacuum. The entire airline industry is dealing with a tight labor market, particularly among maintenance technicians and certain pilot categories. Aircraft delivery delays from Boeing and Airbus mean carriers are flying older fleets longer, and older airplanes need more maintenance. When a maintenance issue grounds one airplane, the scheduled dominoes start falling. There's also a technology component. Delta invested heavily in operational technology, and when those systems work, they're industry-leading. But when they hiccup, and we saw this with that CrowdStrike software outage back in 2024, the cascading failures can be spectacular. That single IT incident grounded thousands of Delta flights and cost the airline an estimated $500 million. $500 million from a software update. This affects you if you're a general aviation pilot in a couple of ways. First, practically, when a major carrier cancels 400 flights, the airspace system feels it. Reroutes, delays, and increased traffic at alternate airports ripple out. If you're flying general aviation in and out of a major metro area during one of these events, expect longer ground delays, more complex clearances, and busier frequencies. Second, and this is something I think about a lot, the airline operational model is a reminder of why redundancy and conservative planning matter in all of aviation. Airlines run on razor-thin margins of time, crew availability, and aircraft positioning. When one piece breaks, the whole chain comes apart. In general aviation, we have more flexibility, but the principle holds. Your personal minimums, your maintenance schedule, your fuel planning build margin into everything, because the day you need it is the day you won't see it coming. There's a broader industry conversation happening here too. Airline consolidation over the past two decades means there are fewer carriers, fewer routes, and fewer options when things go wrong. That passenger at the gate wasn't just frustrated about one canceled flight. She was frustrated because there was literally nowhere else to go. Every other carrier was full. That's the reality of a system running at 90%+ capacity with minimal slack built in. Delta, to their credit, has historically been transparent about operational issues and has invested more than most in recovery operations. Their ability to bounce back from disruptions has been a competitive advantage. But when disruptions become more frequent, even the best recovery operation gets stretched thin, and passengers notice. For those of us who watch aviation from the operational side, this is worth monitoring. Not because Delta is failing. They're not. they remain one of the better-run airlines globally. But because the gap between their brand promise and their recent performance raises questions about whether the current airline operating model, lean staffing, tight scheduling, maximum utilization, can sustain the reliability passengers expect, especially as air travel demand continues to grow. And one more thing. If you're a pilot, whether you fly a regional jet or a Skyhawk, remember that the system depends on professionalism at every level. Those Delta crews showing up to fly repositioning legs at 2 in the morning to get the operation back on track. That's the same professionalism we should all bring to the ramp. Aviation works because people take it seriously, even when the system around them is struggling. This one came from the folks over at Simple Flying, and it's worth a read if you want the full breakdown. You can find more aviation news and all of our segments at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, fly the plan and build in the margins. See you next time on ATIS.